Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. It's the day after here on Eagles 360. Philadelphia falls to 5-6, lost to the Green Bay Packers on Monday night. And we are now talking about an offense that started out the game the right way. A wonderful 81-yard drive engineered by a perfect Carson Wentz on the drive, an answer to the Packers' opening drive, Brian. And then the Eagles, just not enough. A couple field goals, and that's all she wrote.
I think on that first drive, you mix in a lot of run attempts as well as short, quick passes. DGB did a great job of catching the football, getting his body inside of the defender, and allowing some room and space for Carson Wentz to put the ball in small windows. I think we got away from that attack later on in the football game. We got away from the run game, only 14 run attempts. But any time that you go into a game, you're expecting to have 65 to 75 plays. When you only have 58 plays, that hurts you. That really affects the way that you run the football as well as pass it.
And kind of an indictment of where this Eagles offense has been all season. Against Green Bay, zero plays of 25 yards or longer. And that's the third time this season that has happened. The lack of chunk plays, Brian, as we know, really catching up to this football team.
As a defense, from the defensive side of the ball, you're saying, let's make these guys go 80 yards every single time. And if they can't get those chunks plays, those big-time plays, plus 20, plus 30 plays, it's almost impossible to do that repeatedly, series after series. It's just doesn't happen. Even with veteran offensive lines and running backs and quarterbacks, for us, our window of opportunity is so small, we can't continue to put ourselves in that position without having those big plays. We need them from somewhere, and we have to win the special teams battle as well. The field position battle plays a big part into that. We didn't win that battle either last night. We have to find a way to change things up just a bit here.
A short-term problem last night. Brandon Brooks hospitalized during the day. He is now out of the hospital and likely to play on Sunday against Cincinnati. So Isaac Seumalo played the right guard position, and I think played pretty well. But then let's talk about Nelson Agholor and your thoughts on Nelson and the decision to make him inactive. How might that help him in the big picture?
I think Doug is going to help this kid. I think the decision not to play him is definitely going to help him in the long run. Football is a stressful sport. It's just you have to perform. You have to compete every single week, and you're truly competing for your job every single week against the best guys in the business at what they do. And it's just stressful. And I went through it. A lot of other players went through it. And sometimes when you don't deal with it well, you go into funks and you're just not able to get out by yourself. But the thing that I think Doug has done for Nelson has saved him, because now he got a chance to see how other guys do it. Now the pressure wasn't on him. Hopefully he comes back against Cincinnati and finds a way to help and impact this football team, because he has talent. He has to be able to use that talent on the field to help this team win.
One game is enough to clear the mind and lower the stress level?
Well, I sure hope it is. Yeah. I mean, I think Doug is going to allow him to play this week. I sure hope that one game is enough just to get him back on track. He needs to be an impact player on this team. Those big plays that we're looking for, he has the ability to make those plays. He hasn't made them in the past. We haven't seen them. He has the ability. Now we need to turn potential into actual reality. And if he's able to do that with the week off, that'll help this team win.
And, Brian, when you look at this offense, you know, five games left here. Ryan Matthews with a knee injury. We don't know when he's going to get back in the lineup. There is some uncertainty up front. Vitae still out at right tackle. So, boy, the Eagles are really challenged offensively.
They are challenged. I think when I look at the game yesterday, we knew Carson Wentz was very accurate, especially early on in the game. We saw some other things from him. I think he looked very athletic running the football. He made some guys miss in space. I was impressed by that. But you're right, we have challenges. We need those big plays. I think we have to be more committed to our run game. And if we do those things and play well, we can't make any mistakes. We don't have any of that room for error. If we play well, we don't make any mistakes, I think we'll at least be in the game from an offensive perspective.
And the truth is, the Packers did to the Eagles on Monday night what the Eagles did to the Atlanta Falcons a few weeks ago. They played keep away, and they did it very, very well. So the Eagles offense, again, six possessions in the first 58 minutes of the game, three scores. You like that 50% rate of scoring, but just 13 points.
Not enough points. You're used to getting 10 to 12 possessions per game. I think they ended up with seven. And that's just not enough. That's saying a couple things. That your defense is not getting off the field, which with 35 minutes of time of possession for Green Bay, that's obvious. That also is saying that your offense needs to stay on the field a little bit longer, converting on third down, which they did pretty well. They were 43%. It's tough when the other team is 71%, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, so a very, very bitter loss to the Green Bay Packers on Monday night. But as we all know in the NFL, another week beckons. And on Sunday, the Eagles go to the Cincinnati Bengals, struggling themselves, a Super Bowl contending team in the eyes of many before the season. The Bengals 3-7-1. We'll talk about that matchup next on Eagles 360.